Well, thanks again for joining us today. My name is Jonathan Dethridge. I'm the Director of Communications here at Church of the Incarnation, and we wanted to take some time here with Father Matt Rossi to talk a little bit about the current situation, the status of our Way of Christ curriculum. Father Matt, good to have you.
Good to be with you.
Now, I'm going to throw a few questions at you here, but just first of all, I'd love for you to kind of describe kind of your role here at Church of the Incarnation.
Yeah, I am the curate for adult formation, which means I oversee the main areas of adult formation and Christian education in the life of our parish. Those tend to revolve around three main areas: Sunday school, curriculum and programming, small groups or growth groups, as we often call them here, and retreats. Those three areas kind of comprise my responsibility. And then I also work with our young adult ministry here. So there's a lot of overlap between that young adult ministry and the larger adult formation program. But those are my main areas of concern.
Very cool. So is there anything else we could have you do? I mean, I feel like with all those things you've listed, you've got lots of space in your calendar.
I've got a lot of free time. So if there are other projects you want me to pick up, just let me know.
Great. Well, so in light of the adult formation, this is obviously where we're living with the Way of Christ curriculum. I'd love to kind of zoom out a little bit because we kind of just, we're in the middle of the Way of Christ. We're in three out of six kind of main core courses. I'd love to kind of hear just high level, what is the Way of Christ? Why are we doing it? What's your heart behind it, et cetera?
Yeah, the Way of Christ is the name that we've given to our core curriculum. So our most basic offerings that we think are really essential to knowing the Lord, to living the Christian life, and to growing spiritually in Christ. So we have determined a basic kind of set of six main areas and have developed and are developing courses in those areas to take our entire congregation through to try and get everyone on the same page, give people some background, some remedial work in some areas that people are less familiar with, to revisit some of the basics of the faith, to also answer questions about things that people are curious about related to their faith and theology and Christian living. But ultimately, all of those things are aimed at growing spiritually, which is our central mission here at Incarnation. We want people to experience spiritual growth in Christ. And the name of the curriculum, the Way of Christ, is sort of aimed at that goal, that we walk with Jesus and in Jesus in his way, and that Jesus is both the pattern of our growth, but he's also the means by which we grow. And so all of our courses are sort of designed with that idea in mind, that we're walking alongside Jesus on the path with him, but also that Jesus is empowering us by the Holy Spirit to live the Christian life. And each of our sort of core areas of concern or our curricula kind of reflect that central concern of the Christian life.
Which is, and that helps kind of give context for the past three curriculum courses that we've gone through. If you could just kind of give us a quick review of where we've been as before we kind of talk about where we're going.
Yeah, so we started in the fall of 23 with what we called Mapping the Christian Faith, which is a kind of, you might think about it kind of like a systematic theology for the parish. So a review and a laying out of the Christian faith in a rather comprehensive but high-level kind of overview style, ranging everywhere from your kind of basic doctrine of God and the Trinity to Christology or who Jesus is and who the Holy Spirit is, to thinking about prayer and Holy Scripture and the church, and the really central focal areas of concern for Christian faith and Christian theology, but doing so in a way that's really focused on kind of where we're going as a church, where the Christian life is leading. So it was an attempt to be both kind of intellectually engaged, thinking theologically about the Christian life, but doing so in a way that acknowledges that the Christian life is a life, it's a way of living, and it's not just a series of propositions or a kind of intellectual exercise. And so along with that Sunday morning lecture, we had a Wednesday night community dinner and study that allowed time for the church to gather and to reflect and to discuss the themes that we talked about and learned about together on Sunday. So that was the initial kind of 10-week course offering called Mapping the Christian Faith. We had then two further offerings in the winter and spring. In the winter, we had a class that we called The Church for the World, a class on mission, evangelism, and witness. And that class really explored sort of the mission and the goal of the church, which is to make disciples and to proclaim the message of Jesus to the world, to carry the gospel to the world. And Canon Carrie Headington taught that class, which I think was a great success. So yeah. she shared with us a lot about what evangelism looks like, how to think both theologically but also very practically about what it looks like to share the gospel with the world around us, and why also why service is a central component of that, not just proclamation in word but also the witness of our lives to the gospel. And so we got to hear a lot about from our mission and outreach department in that course. And then the most recent course was during the Lenten season, which we called Teach Us to Pray, which was exactly what it sounds like, a class on prayer, where we looked at some kind of crucial and central teaching from the Christian tradition about prayer, looked at the Psalms together, talked about the Book of Common Prayer, and looked at both what our own Anglican tradition, but also the broader Christian tradition and the scriptures have to teach us about what it looks like to pray, which is the central, perhaps, act of the Christian life, which we do in both in our corporate worship, but also in our private lives, in our relationships with Jesus in the prayer closet, as they say.
Yeah, and we did do videos for these, and I was able to dial in, especially on the last one with the prayer, and there were so many good kind of rotation with our clergy. So we got to hear from Dr. Beale, we got to hear from you, we got to hear from Father Cody, and just a lot of really good practical things on, you know, kind of a lab of prayer, so to speak. So definitely for our listeners, would encourage you guys, we do have those posted on our website. If you go to our homepage and go under resources, it'll say class videos. Okay, so that's a great review of where we've been. Give us a picture of where we're headed in the future and kind of when that's going to start rolling out.
Yeah, so we have three of the six courses remaining in this Way of Christ core curriculum, and the next one of those will be offered in the fall. And that class is going to focus on scripture. So it's going to be a class about the nature of the Bible, but also how to read scripture, how to interpret it, practices for doing so, a real kind of overview class going from the kind of theoretical background of what Holy Scripture is as a book, how do we think about what it means for it to be inspired, for it to be the source of authority and communion with God in our own spiritual lives and in our lives as a church, and then also beyond the kind of theoretical, how do we actually access the scriptures? What are best practices for reading them? How do we interpret them and read them privately? How do we read them together as a church? And also, what does it mean for us as Anglicans? What are the tools that we have in our own tradition in the prayer book and in other places to help us read the scriptures rightly for spiritual growth, for what they're intended for ultimately? So that's the next course. We'll then also have courses on a particular dedicated course to the Christian life, which will cover in particular issues, ethical issues, and kind of cultural questions, some of those really kind of rubber meets the road questions about the Christian life that are important to people in the moment. So what does it look like to live my Christian life in the midst of raising a family or trying to have children or in the workplace or in the kind of digital technologized world that we live in? So thinking about how Christianity comes to kind of bear in those very particular specific areas of our lives. So that will be one course. And then the final course will be a course on Anglicanism. So a course exploring a little bit more in a little bit more depth the tradition that we find ourselves in. So what does it mean to be an Anglican or an Episcopalian? Where does that tradition come from? What are the distinctive elements of our worship style, of our history, of our theology, of the things that we've inherited as Anglicans? And then, of course, thinking through what does it look like not just to be an Anglican sort of historically, but what does it mean to be an Anglican or an Episcopalian right now in 2024? And what might our particular slice of the tradition of Christ Church have to offer in our cultural moment in Dallas and beyond. So those are the courses remaining. The first of those will come out in the fall on the Bible.
Awesome. So we're looking at maybe it'll be September then when we'll have the next one count?
Yes. After Labor Day is when we'll start that next kind of defined season of Sunday school and programming.
Awesome. And those sound, I mean, I can't wait. Those sound very exciting. And so between now and then, you know, we're recording this in April, and there's some time between now and then for our listeners. What would you recommend they can do between now and then to stay involved, stay connected, and stay growing?
Well, as you mentioned, we're kind of smack dab in the middle of the Easter season, and so we have some offerings, not part of the Way of Christ kind of core curriculum, but we have some more elective-style offerings for Sunday school right now. There's a Bible study going on 1 John, which is being taught by Father John Jordan in Ascension Chapel. And then I am leading a smaller book study on Martin Luther's treatise, The Freedom of a Christian, which is a great kind of classic Christian theological text. And whether you're kind of staunchly Protestant and Reformed or much more kind of Catholic-leaning, there's much to be gleaned and enjoyed and even disagreed with in Luther's treatise. So we've had a lot of fun so far in that class. So those are the two central adult formation offerings that we're offering at the moment. I'd really encourage y'all to get involved with one of those if you want to keep doing something on Sunday, keep reading, keep learning, keep growing. The other thing to be aware of is that we have small groups or growth groups, as we call them, that are currently meeting and coming sort of to the close of the growth group season, which will end at the end of May, but we'll begin enrollment and registration for new growth groups, which will start in the fall this summer. So that process is happening right now. We're continuing to kind of build out that system to make it better, to make improvements, and to give as much structure as we can from the church side for those groups to flourish and really grow. So if that's something, if you're looking for a kind of community or smaller group to be known by and to be formed in, those growth groups are a great place to do that.
And if someone's interested, they can just email you, right?
Yeah, we have a registration form that will go live in June. We'll have a sort of soft rollout, and then we'll have a really pronounced push for a launch season for those groups later in July and into August. So that form's still accessible on the website, but look for it in earnest in June, where we'll kind of roll it out with a little more fanfare. But in the meantime, you're always welcome to email if you want to put your name in for a growth group before the fall.
Perfect. And we'll make sure that we put that link, your email, and the link to the previous classes. We'll put those in the show notes for you guys, so you can scroll down and find those. Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. And as always, we are excited that you guys are with us on this Way of Christ journey. And we thank you for listening. And we look forward to posting again here around September. Have a great summer.